This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:37. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Keith Kam is in the studios with us for the Marker Wrap. And continuing to be the bearer of good news, and it keeps coming in. This time, Malaysia is seeing foreign investments increasing. How good is this news, Keith?
This is according to a press release from the Finance Ministry today. So for the first quarter of 2019, approved FDIs, that's foreign direct investments, rose 73.4% to 29.3 billion ringgit. Compare that to 16.9 billion one year ago, first quarter of 2018. Now, for some context, for the whole of 2018, FDIs stood at 80.5 billion, up 48% from 2017. Now, if you extrapolate that 29.3 billion, which we saw in the first quarter of this year, then we can expect overall FDIs for the whole of this year to be about 40% better than 2018. So that's kind of like, I suppose, you know, good news for Malaysia, and I think we're seeing that reflected in the currency as well. $1 is about 4.16. It's been staying about there for some time. Anyway, for the first quarter, we are seeing investments coming in from all sectors, but manufacturing was the most, and I find it quite impressive that it jumped 127% from last year, more than double. And if you break it down by country, we've got 11.5 billion ringgit from the US, 4.4 billion from China, 2.2 billion from Singapore. And yesterday, Penang also announced favorable investment numbers, which Chief Minister Chow Kon Yeow has attributed to the US-China trade disputes.
Penang remains a favourable investment destination amid the intensified trade and technology disputes between the United States and China that created uncertainties on the global trade and economic outlook. According to MIDA, in January to March 2019, or the first quarter, Penang successfully garnered 41 projects amounting to 8.85 billion ringgit.
So these numbers include Micron Technology and Jabil Circuit, which are expanding their respective operations in Penang.
So is there also good news from the inflation front?
Yeah, in the MOF statement, towards the end, they talked about inflation, which is pegged at 0.2%, of which it was noted that prices of a lot of basic consumer items have fallen, and that's due to the abolition of GST last year, capping the prices of RON 95 and diesel as well. There were also price comparisons for some everyday stuff that we use. What I noticed was the price of chicken is 5% cheaper. Diapers, if that affects you, it's down 2%. All this data, you can actually get that from the stats department and see, you know, what prices have gone up and what have gone down.
I want to check out eggs, because we keep talking about eggs and the egg cartel, and I'd be curious to know.
It was actually higher.
Exactly.
What I noticed was it was about 4 or 5% higher, but you check out the stats department website.
Now, today also saw another company being listed on Bursa Malaysia. Who was it?
Great Tech Technology, Berhad. It debuted on the ACE market this morning with a 4% premium from its IPO price of 61 cent. At the close of trade today, it was 21% higher at 74 cent. Not too bad, given that the market was generally negative. Now, Great Tech is an industrial automation solutions provider, and it wants to use those funds for factory expansion, and it's even looking at going into China.
Keith, thank you very much for that Market Wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.